Now let us touch briefly on another question. That is the relationship of the omnipresent active element Okidano to the common presence of every being and the cosmic results arising from this. It is necessary to touch on this question chiefly because it will bring out a very striking fact which will help you grasp the differences between the various brain systems of beings called the one-brained, two-brained, and three-brained systems. First of all, you should know that every cosmic localization known as a brain takes its form from crystallizations for whose arising the affirming source is one or another of the corresponding holy forces of the fundamental sacred Triyamasi Kamno contained in the omnipresent Okidano. And the holy forces are further actualized in the presence of beings precisely through these localizations. Some other time, I will give you a special explanation of the process of the arising of being brains in the presence of beings. Meanwhile, let us talk a little about the results which the omnipresent Okidano actualizes by means of these being brains. The omnipresent active element Okidano enters the presence of beings through the three kinds of being food. And it does so because, as I have already told you, Okidano necessarily participates in the formation of all the products that serve as being food and is therefore always present in them. Well, my boy, the essential peculiarity of the omnipresent Okidano is that in this case, it undergoes the process of Jot Klom in the presence of beings, independently of any contact with the emanations of a large cosmic concentration. And the factors for this process are either the results of Park Dog duty, consciously actualized by the beings themselves, which I will later explain to you in detail, or that process of great nature existing in the universe under the name of Kerkul Nuarnian actualization, which consists in obtaining the required totality of vibrations by adaptation. This latter process takes place in beings without any participation whatever of their consciousness. In both cases, when Okidano enters the presence of a being and undergoes the process of Jot Klom, each of its fundamental parts blends with those perceptions present in the being at the moment, which correspond to it according to what are called kindred vibrations. And it is then concentrated onto the corresponding localization, that is, onto the corresponding brain. These blendings are called being impulsacri. Note well, my boy, that these localizations or brains not only serve as apparatuses for the transformation of corresponding cosmic substances for the purposes of the most great common cosmic Trogo Auto Egocrat, but are also the means whereby the conscious self-perfecting of beings is possible. This latter aim depends upon the quality of the being impulsacri, concentrated, or as is otherwise said, deposited onto the being brains. Concerning the quality of the being impulsacri, there is one special commandment among the direct commandments of our all-embracing endlessness, which is strictly observed by all normal three-brain beings of our great universe, and is expressed in the words, always guard against such perceptions as may soil the purity of your brains. Three brain beings have the possibility of personal self-perfecting because of the localization in their common presence of three centers, or three brains, onto which, when the omnipresent Okidano undergoes the process of Jot Klom, the three holy forces of the sacred Triamasi Kamno are deposited and acquire the possibility of further, this time independent, actualizations. The point is that beings having this three-brained system can, by the conscious and intentional fulfilling of being part dog beauty, utilize for their own presence the three holy forces liberated from the omnipresent Okidanoch by the process of Jot Klom, and so bring their presence to what is called the Sacro Nulan Sachnian state. That is to say, they can become individuals who have their own sacred law of Triamasi Kamno, and thereby the possibility of consciously taking in and coating in their common presence that all holy, which, among other things, helps to actualize the functioning in cosmic units of objective or divine reason. Nevertheless, my boy, just here lies the great terror. The three brain beings of the planet Earth also have, up to the time of their complete destruction, these three independent localizations or being brains, through which the three holy forces of the sacred Triamasi Kamno, which they might use for their own self-perfecting, are transformed for further actualizations. Yet, because of the abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence established by them themselves, these possibilities beat their wings in vain. It is interesting to note that in the three brain beings of the planet Earth, these being brains are found in the same parts of the planetary body as in us. That is, the brain predetermined by great nature for the concentration and further actualizing of the first holy force of the sacred Triamasi Kamno, called the Holy Affirming, is localized in the head. The second brain, which transforms and crystallizes the second holy force of the sacred Triamasi Kamno, the Holy Denying, is placed in them, as in us, along the whole length of the back, in what is called the spinal column. But as for the place of concentration and source for further manifestation of the third holy force of the sacred Triamasi Kamno, namely the holy reconciling, the exterior form of this being brain in them bears no resemblance whatever to ours. You must know that in the earliest three brain beings there, this being brain was localized in the same part of the planetary body as in us, and had exactly the same exterior form. But for many reasons you yourself will come to understand in the course of my talks, great nature was constrained to alter this brain little by little, and to give it the form it has in contemporary beings. In your favorites of the present day, this being brain is not localized in one whole mass, as is proper to the presence of all other three-brained beings of our great universe, but is split up into parts, and each of these parts, according to its specific functioning, is localized in a different place in their planetary body. Although in its exterior form, this being center of theirs now has different places of concentration, nevertheless, all its separate functionings have corresponding connections with one another, so that the sum total of these scattered parts can function exactly as is proper for it to function. They call these separate localizations in their common presence nerve nodes. It is interesting to note that most of these places of concentration are located in the very region of the planetary body where this being brain would normally be. That is, in the region of the chest, and the totality of these nerve nodes they call the solar plexus. And so, my boy, in the presence of each one of your favorites, the omnipresent Okidanoch undergoes the process of Jot Krum, and in them also, each of its three holy forces blends independently with other cosmic crystallizations for a corresponding actualization. But since they have entirely ceased to fulfill being part dog duty, chiefly because of the abnormal conditions of being existence gradually established by them themselves, none of these holy sources of everything existing is transubstantiated for their own presences, except the denying source alone. The crystallizations that arise in their presence from the first and third holy forces are utilized almost entirely by the common cosmic trogo-auto-egocratic process, and only the crystallizations of the second part of the omnipresent Okidanoch, the holy denying, serve for the coating of their own presence. Hence, most of them remain with a presence consisting of the planetary body alone, and are thus, for themselves, destroyed forever. As regards the particularities proper only to the omnipresent, everywhere penetrating, active element Okidanoch, and the further results produced by them, you will have a clear picture of all this when I have explained to you in more or less detail, as I have already promised, the fundamental laws of world creation and world maintenance. In the meantime, I shall tell you about the elucidating experiments pertaining to this omnipresent cosmic crystallization at which I was present in person. However, it was not on the planet Earth that I was an eyewitness to these experiments, nor did your favorites conduct them. They were carried out on the planet Saturn by that three-brain being who, during almost the whole period of my exile in that solar system, was my real friend, about whom I recently promised to tell you in more detail.